This is Big Fat Marketing episode number 13, and today we interview Mr. Gabriel Guagas. Gabriel started the business from scratch and now operates a successful barbecue store, focuses on retail and wholesale, and he's going to show you secret marketing strategies that can give you an additional 20% to your business and some awesome system strategies which you can start applying to your business today. Enjoy.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Hello and welcome to Big Fat Marketing. It's Ray Canoon here, and thank you for jumping on and listening to this podcast today. Now, today we have an awesome success story. Now, I love doing success stories because it just certainly does inspire people and makes people want to take action and start applying some of these strategies to their business, because we all have been through a phase where we're just starting our business and we get roadblocks. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to move forward. Now, in a moment, I'm going to get this gentleman to actually share his success story with you. But before we do that, let me just give you a bit of a background on. Now, this gentleman here that I'm about to interview, he started with two barbecues. He actually went to his parents' house. He saw this little barbecue which has automatic rotisserie on each skewer, and he goes, "This is awesome." He purchased two barbecues from a retailer, and he just marked them up for $20, and he wanted to see how much if it'll actually sell. He sold two items, okay, and made $20 profit. And then after he took away the fees, he actually made a little bit less. And now he had two options. One of the options was, that's not enough money after costs and all that kind of stuff. Or let's see where we can actually take this business. And he chose the second one. So he found out who the importer was. He started importing these grills from Cyprus. And now he stocks over 400 different items in his warehouse. And mind you, before he had a warehouse, he was actually stocking some of these items in his garage. Okay, so and now he's expanding his business. He's focusing more on setting up systems. He's doing different marketing strategies. He just hired someone that does marketing for him. And he's expanding his business, and he wants to automate his business where he can just walk away anytime he wants and his business will still operate. And he's going to be sharing some of these secrets with you here today. So let me introduce to you Mr. Gabriel Guagas. Gab, how are you today?
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show. It's good to be here.
It's a pleasure, mate. I've always thought about having you on the Big Fat Marketing Show because I always pop around your warehouse and you're always doing something a little bit different and always expanding your business. And I love success stories like yours, mate. It's a pleasure to have you on. So I hope I didn't miss anything, mate. So tell us a little bit how you got started with your barbecue store. I touched up on a few things, but I'm sure there's more details here.
There is. It's actually quite a funny story how it all worked out. Just growing up around barbecues, you know, coming from a Middle Eastern family, my family lived in Cyprus before coming to Australia, and sort of picked up a lot of the Greek culture and methods of cooking. And one of the products was a Cyprus grill, which is like a traditional charcoal barbecue, but it's all motorized. And, you know, just really enjoying that on the weekends at the parents' house when, you know, take the kids over and the wife, we all go over and we all enjoy that. But I just hadn't seen anything like it online. So it was at that point I sort of said to my parents, I said, look, this is a great product. I really want to get my hands on a couple of them, try them online and see what would happen. And I remember at that point, you know, my brother and my dad sort of laughed at me and said, oh, you know, what are you doing? This is, you know, you're not going to sell these online. People don't want that. And I said, look, I still think that it'll do well. And I went and it was actually on my anniversary night. My wife Rita and I both went looking for this product, and we found it in a corner store. Someone that was importing the product and found it in a corner store and just bought two units. And we listed them online, took photos and added descriptions. And we only put a $20 margin on them originally. And I think after calculating eBay fees and PayPal fees, and I think we're actually losing money. But, you know, we didn't care at the time. It was just to test the market. Yeah. And yeah, just to test it and see if there's a demand out there. And, you know, after we sold those two, we thought, oh, this is actually quite good. So, you know, gathered a bit more money together and ended up buying four. We sold those. Every time we sold, we actually increased the margin a little bit just to gauge the market and see where the market was at for the price, and just, you know, kept increasing that and growing it to where people were comfortable paying and saying, yeah, that's actually a good price. And, we grew it. Eventually we got into, large enough that we could order a less than container load, which is about 250 pieces. And then once we sold that, we said, oh, this is the time to do it. And we actually started importing containers out of Cyprus.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, at that point when you actually were you at your father's house, were you in the mindset where you actually wanted to start a business? Were you actually looking for something?
I've always, even when I've worked for people, I've always wanted to work for myself. I think that was a deep passion of mine to actually work for myself. But initially, no, I think right off the bat, I thought this would be great for my wife, you know, as we think about having kids. And it was very early in our marriage, I think our 1 or 2 year anniversary, as we're thinking about having kids and things. So I thought, you know, this would be good for her to do from home. Just as a side business, it's online. She can pick and pack the goods from our garage, and the courier picks it up from our door. So it was a good second business, second income, a bit of spending money, help with the bills, sort of thing. So yeah, that's how I think we originated. Yeah, the thought.
Yeah, that's crazy, and it's fantastic how everyone was actually knocking the idea, and they go, you can't start a business with barbecues. Look, you got barbecues galore, and they'd probably throw about 500 objections at you, you know, and you decided to continue with it. So that is awesome. That's a really good story. So that goes to show, like, if you have to persist, you have to give something a good go. And if you're losing money after giving it a good go, then you probably think, maybe it's time to look at something else. But you actually started losing money, and then you decided to keep going with it, and now you got an awesome business setting up. So hats goes off to you. Now, how far has the business come ever since you got started, Gab?
Ray, I just got to just touch back on that point. With the losing money, I mean, we're talking only at the first couple of barbecues. I mean, I like to say my business has been profitable from day one. Although the first two were probably at break-even point, but I think a business really has to be profitable. I've heard of like companies like the Iconic and a few of the other big Australian names. Masters is one that comes to mind recently. I've been at a conference and I've heard that they're losing so much money every year, but that's part of their strategy and their plan of creating market share. I just believe that, you know, a business should be able to hold itself, and sustain itself. Sorry, what was that question again?
Yeah, no, I just basically was asking, how far has the business come ever since you got started?
Oh, well, okay. So I think you touched on it in the introduction that, we're currently stocking about 400 lines. We've got access through our various suppliers of about 1,500. So we've still got a long way to go to photograph, catalog, write up descriptions for products. But we're doing that every day. And, we're just trying to work out the best and easiest and fastest way to do that. I think being an online retailer, you really need to have a wide range of, you know, products available for people, because what I've found is not every day you sell the same item. So, you know, today this item might sell, tomorrow someone wants a different product. And by me offering that, you know, a wide range, I'm guaranteed those sales every day. And that's helped me sustain, you know, the seasonality of the barbecue industry, being predominantly a spring summer business, to now, you know, stocking, say, for example, heating items, which gives me a boost in my winter months. So it's about, you know, offering a wider range, but still within that that product offering.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. What do you attribute most of your success to? Is it towards all these online stores that have been helping you out, or is it basically your other different kind of marketing strategies that you are applying?
I think it's a bit of a combination. We're actually very fortunate that around the time of us really pushing forward with our growth strategy, we came across a big boom in TV cooking shows like MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules, and We're actually very lucky to have Steve and Helen from My Kitchen Rules. They did a spot on Better Homes and Gardens where they actually cooked on our Cypress Grill, and that was great. And
that's Steve, awesome.
Yeah, Steve and Helen have been really, really great ambassadors. You know, whenever they go around and they do cooking shows, they, you know, always promote the Cypress Grill product. So that's actually been a real, you know, it's sort of culminated. But a big part of the success is actually it's the hard work ethic that you've got to have to succeed. Mm. You know, there's been many nights where, you know, I've actually had to create a shipping calculator and I've been up all night. So it's a bit of OCD compulsion to you know, that you need that kind of drive to, you know, that you'll overcome the obstacles, the hurdles that you go through, being resilient, you know, thick-skinned when you face problems. You just got to work through it and it does get better on the other side. So I think that, you know, that kind of drive and effort really pays off in the end.
Yeah, you work hard now so you can reap the rewards later and you can relax later and pretty much set up your system. So you're implementing all the systems and strategies right now. Then later on down the track, I mean, you just get some people to come in and say, here we go. Is that how it pretty much works?
Yeah, look, I subscribe to the Robert Kiyosaki, you know, method of you know, the cash flow quadrant, you know, where, so I see a successful businessman is someone that where the business can run with or without you being there. So I build these systems in place so that eventually, you know, I can pull myself out of the business and it'll still continue to run. And that's a very strong part of my philosophy in terms of, you know, how I set up the business and why I do what I do.
Okay, awesome. And now, is your business focused more on wholesale or retail or both?
It's funny because in the early days, I really wanted to push the wholesale. You know, we hired a telemarketer and we try to push a lot of the wholesale business because when you're dealing with manufacturers, okay, so we're dealing with overseas manufacturers, we're shipping containers, we need to fill the containers, we need to get as much stock in as we can. But on the other hand, you know, warehousing that stock, it costs money. So if you're not doing the volumes that you want to be doing in the retail front, you really want these wholesale customers initially just to help you get the order levels from the factories to negotiate your rates and everything. So then you get those wholesale rates from the factory. You get your wholesale customer base, so you give them, you know, instead of selling one item to a retail customer, you're selling 20 to your wholesaler. So you're moving through a lot more product. What I found as I've grown in the business is my retail's picked up through word of mouth, advertising, marketing, and I'm starting, you know, we can sustain ourselves just on the retail. And I started thinking, well, why am I, you know, discounting to wholesale such a big discount? So they're making their 100% markup on retail customers, and I'm making peanuts, you know. So I sort of right now I've shied away from my wholesalers, and I sent them a letter out last December saying that, look, I'm not really doing the wholesale bit anymore. If you want, I can still get your product, but you need to order in sizable quantities, and I'll add them to my container. So we still do some wholesale, but for the most part, it's actually been removed.
Okay, that's awesome. That's really cool. Now, Gab, I know your brother, I know your uncle. I actually am very close to your family, and I've actually known you for quite some time now.
30 years, right? 30 years.
30 years I've known you. So far out, am I that old? That's what I keep asking myself. Now, I know that your brother comes from a successful business. He's got a successful business. I know your uncle has got a successful business. Now, we were having a conversation before we actually got onto this call, and you mentioned a little bit that, like, you do your own thing, they do their own thing. Now, do you actually have any? Do you contribute any of your success to your family at all, or no?
Look, I think there is, you know, to some degree, you know, your attributes of, you know, that you've inherited. But, you know, me and my brother, for example, we run a very different style of business and a different way of sales. You know, I think of automation. I think of, you know, online marketing strategies more so. I do a lot of the things. I'm very involved in what happens, and I manage it myself, where, you know, he hires people to do all that for him. So it's a very different, I guess, way that we run our businesses. And my focus is on products, you know, selling through online retail. His is a completely different industry, different business. Really, there's not too much that I've been able to gain through this. I mean, look, when we're sitting around a barbie and we're just talking or whatever, and you know, we'll have a conversation about, you know, I'll tell him that I've found a new carrier or whatever, and a new shipping method or something like that, and I'll say, oh yeah, give me the details, or you know, but it's always me that's doing the research and looking yeah. for these things. So yeah, I don't know how much I get out of the deal, but I'll tell you one thing: interest free loans are great. So,
yeah, fair enough. So the secrets actually go they go one way; they don't go both ways. So you're always sharing the secrets, and they're always receiving the secrets.
It appears that way. I'm sure if you ask Jimmy, it'll probably be a different story. But
I will ask him. Don't worry. All right, awesome. Now let's get into some of the marketing strategies that you are using. Now, just tell us a little bit about what you are actually doing, about some of the softwares, so people can actually take away some few things and get an idea, so they can actually pretty much implement it in their business. So, what are some of the actual marketing strategies that you're using at the moment?
Okay, so one of the difficulties I found of running a website, eBay, you know, an accounting software, was the manual process. Like, so every sale you had to go into your accounting software to, you know, enter the customer's details, and you know, it was a very manual process, time consuming. And while you're doing 1 to 10 orders a day, that's sort of okay. But, you know, when you get a bit over that, that manual process is actually, you can't grow. So it's not scalable doing that. So I had to come up with a system that allows you to automate this process. And, you know, after many years, it took years to sort of, you know, hone this thing. And I had this map of what I wanted to achieve. You know, I'd drawn it up, and I was going around to a lot of online retailer type conferences, and I was talking to suppliers and trying to work out, okay, so what can you integrate with? What does your software integrate with? And trying to work out people's software that can integrate with everything online. And then I finally came across a company called Neto, N-E-T-O. They're an Australian company, so very beneficial for me, having a, you know, Australian based servers, and you know, an Australian company to deal with for support and IT support. And I found that they integrated already with all the things that I wanted to do. So with all the major shipping carriers like Careers Please, Smart Santa, Mando, Toll. I mean, they just integrated with everyone that I wanted them to integrate with. They integrated with our accounting software, and they were able to manage our eBay listings as well as our website products.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's actually a very good system, and you know, having that got what I wanted. You know, I had something in mind, and when they said we offer that complete solution, and it's a monthly subscription, so it's all, you know, tax deductible, the business covers. It just, you know, it just works out really well in what I was trying to achieve. So yeah, that's definitely a takeaway if you're running a product business. You know, you're offering services and products on multi channels on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And how does that work? How does that tie into marketing? That Neto software.
Yeah, so that the Neto software with marketing, you've actually got different fields, so you can actually focus on your search engine optimization, as I think I mentioned earlier when we were talking about. I have a guy in India that when I first I actually contacted him through Odesk, which you can outsource labor across the world at a much cheaper rate than what we could typically get here in Australia. And I contacted this guy originally for some photo editing. I was paying about $350, I remember, one time to edit and and take high resolution images of about 20 different images, and you know, $350 where today You know, today I get that for a dollar an image. So it's just, you know, I was able to save a lot of money by outsourcing just my photo editing. So if any of your listeners need Deepak's contact, which is my guy in India, for any photo editing services, I'm very happy to pass on his details. He's been great for me. I'll tell you a little interesting story about him. It's you know, when I first contacted him, he was about 18 years old and going through uni at the time, studying IT. And you know, I've been with him for about I think 5 or 6 years now, and over the years, you know, he's graduated now, and I've been, you know, he's been helping me build my business as well in a lot of ways in search engine optimization and graphic design. And one of the things is he's, you know, to the point now where he's actually renting an office, and he's got two workers that work for him plus himself. The business in the meantime, but you know, I've been his you know, oldest customer and most regular customer, so he's attributed his growth success to, you know, me being in direct partnership with him. So part of being an entrepreneur is that you can bless other people and they build up businesses around you, and it's just really good to see that you can help people around the world and do this real, you know, real good work with other people, build them up too.
Yeah, that's really, really cool, Gab. Like, that's it's amazing how you can actually by your success, you know, you've actually, it spreads over to other people and they actually can start feeding their family and helping out others as well. It's amazing how being an entrepreneur is not really an evil thing, you know, it's a good thing. If you are making money in your business, you can certainly actually you can help others. I mean, like, without even you forking money, but you actually, by you employing other people, you're helping other people as well. So no, good on you, Gab. That's a really cool story, mate. All right, buddy. So now I'm gonna actually hit some pain points. I'm gonna actually probably get you to reveal some of your secrets to us, mate, so people can start. I don't want. Now I know you actually you hold your business close to your heart, and believe me, it took me a little bit of convincing to get Gab on this call. I go, you have to do a podcast. You have to do a podcast. And he goes, I'm not actually. I've never thought about doing any of this talking online. But he's got some really cool marketing strategies. Now I wanted to ask you, Gab, if there's one secret you can give away, one marketing strategy you can give away, what would that be?
Got me on a soft point. I really don't like to give too much away, especially, you know, in terms of your competitors, direct competitors in the market. As you know, I'm still in this business, but one very cool secret that it's quite known in the international community. I don't think it's too big in Australia. However, a lot of the big companies of Australia, they do use this method, and it's cost per acquisition, so CPA, as opposed to pay per click. So just so your listeners can know, you know, the difference if you're not familiar with these terms, pay per click is where you actually pay every time. For example, if you've got a Google AdWords campaign and you see those Google ads at the top section, every time someone clicks on there, regardless of whether they buy a product from you or not, you pay Google an amount, and depending on the competition, that dollar amount varies. So that's pay click. Now, pay per allowing other people called affiliates to actually advertise on your behalf and only paying them when they make a sale for you. So, you know, people can click on their ads 1,000 times and it doesn't cost you a cent. The only time that you'll pay is when that person, that customer, comes through to your website and buys a product off you. Then you can pay the affiliate a commission of the product amount.
Yeah, and how do you find
amount,
these affiliates?
You know,
people
that
actually are selling
percentage that you pay is completely up to yourself. You know, you could offer 5% or 10% or whatever you wanted to.
Yep.
So there's a couple of affiliate programs out there. So you just need to register with one of them. One of them is Clicks Galore, which is Clicks, C-L-I-X, Galore. Clicks Galore or they're a quite a large affiliate program. You register your business with them. You'll need to have a product feed, so you're actually submitting your data, your inventory, basically daily, weekly. You know, it depends on how quick you turn over product and all the rest of it. But yeah, you set that up, and then the affiliates are already part of the Clicks Galore community. They basically jump on and take your campaign on, and they actually start promoting you all over the website, and you're only paying on what acquisition. Now, in terms of sales, you're looking at, you know, doing an affiliate marketing program, you're looking at about 20% of all your revenue should come through these affiliates.
That's really cool. Yeah.
It's quite a substantial increase. So if you don't do anything else, just apply that program today, you could potentially grow your business 20% overnight.
All right, Gab, you have been awesome, my friend. Now, if people want to buy your barbecues, if people want to look at your awesome range of products, where can they go?
Yeah, you can find us at the BBQ store. That's thebbqstore.com.au. So thebbqstore.com.au.
That's awesome. So that's the THEBBQ store, store.com.au. So thebbqstore.com.au. Go ahead, guys, and check out his range. And I encourage you to try his barbecues. We had some last night. They are amazing. They actually cook in their own juices. They actually designed that way. And we were having a chat about this last night, and he told me that they can last, they're that built so well that they can actually last for about 20 years. That's how good they're built. Is that correct, Gab?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely. Now, we do give a two-year guarantee on everything. That's including motors and skewers and everything else. But I've got customers of mine that have actually brought barbecues over from Cyprus. They've had them for 20 years, and they're just now upgrading motors and things. So these are the genuine products of the Cyprus grill. We've got stuff that's been seen on the Dragon's Den in the UK, as well as other shows as well. So other products have been featured on TV. The barbecue, we've got whole animal spits that you can do, and I've actually got a promotion, a special discount that I can give to your listeners as well. On their checkout, if they just type in BFML, that's B for big, F for fat, M for marketing, L for listeners, BFML, they will get a 5% discount off their cart purchase.
That is great. Thank you very much, Gabriel. And there you guys have it. So that's BFML as the coupon code. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and you'll get a 5% discount. Go, guys. Actually, check it out. Check out what he does and see how he sees. Check out a little bit about how he operates his website. And if you want a barbecue, go ahead and grab one. All right, Gabriel, you've been fantastic, my friend. And thank you very much for agreeing to do this. And it's been one of the more interesting podcasts I've done on Big Fat Marketing. So I really appreciate your time, my friend.
Thanks, Ray. It's good to be here, and I hope your listeners got something out of it and something they can take away and increase their businesses today.
Thank you, mate. I got something out of it, so I'm sure they will get something out of it as well.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks, Ray.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Big Fat Marketing.